Nazzy and Tara, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 105.5 JYY.
Here's what you missed.
One final question, Governor, and this is a big one. This isn't me asking. This is from all the brides of all the weddings that I'm supposed to DJ this coming summer. Any idea when we'll be able to, and I know you don't have a crystal ball and you can't look and say it'll be this date, this date, this date. Any idea when we're going to start talking about opening up to groups more than 10 in the Granite State? Because, I mean, I've had to reschedule so many weddings over just, you know, the last couple of weeks and coming up. So, anything on that?
Again, if the numbers keep, I think we're going to get there, but we're definitely not there now. We really aren't.
Right.
So, we hope to have something soon. We probably won't be talking about that too much this week. So let me tell you the challenge of weddings, and that I really appreciate. People are putting money down. It is a life event. It is a major deal. Like, just asking people to cancel that is no small potato.
No.
So you have the service itself, which we can probably do under some type of, the faith-based and houses of worship.
Right.
We'll probably do it under something like that, even whether you're in a house of worship or you're doing your wedding somewhere else. We'll probably have some guidelines around the ceremony. Then you have the reception. The reception is what I get very nervous about.
Yeah, right.
You could probably do the reception if we can get to the point where we're doing restaurants opening in some capacity, maybe 50% dining in, you know, next month or something like that. Okay, you can treat the reception like that. But then comes the whammer. And that's the party.
Yeah.
And you know, the announcement out there, because I already know I'm going to get this criticism ultimately, is that, you know, am I going to be the governor that says, sorry, you can eat dinner, but no dancing, right? Like, it's football.
Right.
We've talked about that, you know?
Yeah. You can eat, but no funky chicken.
Sorry.
no funky hokey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or it's like an eighth grade Catholic school dance where you got to keep, you know, 6 feet. You know,
distance,
you need, you know, make some space for the Holy Spirit as the nun.
That's so great.
You know, so that's the dynamic we're really, I mean, I've seen what you do. You could do a great job at DJing these weddings.
Why,
and they
you.
Become parties. You've seen them, and they're great.
Yeah.
And they're a lot of fun. But with 200 people partying, you know, all night sweating and heavy breathing on a dance floor, it's no different than that swimming pool we saw in the Ozarks of 200 people just, you know, cloistering together for a long period of time.
Yeah.
And you're just asking for a problem. And then your wedding becomes almost dangerous. So that's the dynamic that we're really working through. It's not just that we're being, insensitive to all these brides and grooms
suckers
who are waiting to get married.
Yeah.
So we may have to, believe it or not, step into the weddings as well. And we'll hopefully find a path to do that.
I will tell you this.
Get you up and going.
And you can feel free to pass this along, Governor. What a lot of couples are doing that I have booked, they're still doing their ceremony on the date that they originally had planned, but it's much smaller. There's like the husband, wife, maybe mom and dad from each side and a photographer and somebody marrying them. That's it. Then what they're doing is next year on the same date, they've already planned
the reception,
and it's more of an anniversary party with still a lot of the same elements. So they're still getting married
on
their date.
And can I say something?
Yeah.
That's brilliant because, by the way, having your party and your reception at the exact same time as the wedding, it's stressful, by the way.
Very stressful.
It is.
Yes.
It's very stressful. You're dealing with a lot. So, I mean, I'm not, I don't want people to think that I'm advocating this, but this is what I'm advocating for. That's exactly the model. Do a nice small ceremony with family. It's exactly what you want it to be. It'd probably be a lot cheaper, by the way.
Yep.
You don't have to spend all that money.
Doing someone's backyard.
And do something fun and relax, a big party next year when you're not in the world of COVID, when there isn't all the stress and anxiety, the economy's come back a little bit. It'll be 10 times more fun. And you know, if we can get out of this and have a vaccine down the road. You know, when I got married, I didn't go on a honeymoon right away. Valerie and I went on a honeymoon 6 months later because he said, I can't even deal with that. And gosh, it
too
was
much.
Like, it was a godsend. It was just too much. And it was great that we did it that way. So it's not for everybody, but that's a really smart way to do it, I think. And that's kind of where we, for lack of a term, have to force people kind of make those sacrifices. It's not the end of the world.
The Morning Wake Up. The Morning Wake Up. With Nazzy and Tara. JYY.